everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. That's the home of OHL Live and all of the action from around the Ontario Hockey League. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a Dallas Stars prospect who is putting up quite a performance in the OHL's Western Conference this season. That in a moment. First, this week's OHL Player of the Week comes from the Eastern Conference. It's Kingston Frontenacs forward Lucas Edmonds. He had 4 goals and 8 assists for 12 points in 3 games last week. That's right, averaging 4 points per game, and was a plus 6. The 20-year-old, who hails from North Bay, originally chosen by the Frontenacs in the 7th round of the 2017 OHL Priority Selection, but then spent the past 4 seasons playing junior and professionally in Sweden. He's on the NHL Central Scouting's Players to Watch list for the 2022 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Meantime, a player who was chosen in the 2021 NHL Draft is Wyatt Johnston of the Windsor Spitfires. He's putting up good numbers already this season. Through 25 games, he has 16 goals, 26 assists for 42 points. Earlier this week, Johnston and I chatted about the first half of the season. What's been going well for the Windsor Spitfires so far in this top half of the season?
We didn't start off the season as well I think we would have liked to, but I think we're starting to take some big strides recently. Winning 4 straight, and I think we have a point in our last 6 games. So I think just coming more together as a team. I think it maybe took us maybe a little bit more time to gel than other teams, but I think we've been really coming together and been able to get on a roll just before the Christmas break.
Dealt with a little bit of adversity with some injuries, including at the goaltender level. Is that maybe, now that you've come through that, kind of brought the team a little more together?
Yeah, for sure. We went through a little spell of just kind of people going down and people battling with different injuries and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think now we're just starting to get healthy. And, I think when we have a full lineup going, I think we're a pretty tough team to beat.
Is this one of those, a little bit of a catch-22? You're going so well, yet so you think, hey, maybe let's not have a break, but at the same time, probably everybody's due for a little bit of a physical and mental break.
I think it's, I think since we're on a roll, I think we'd kind of like to keep going and just keep trying to win games. But I think the break will be good for everyone, just kind of relax and reset, and then just kind of get prepared for the second half of the season, which should be pretty busy for us.
If you were to scout yourself so far through 24 games, what would you say about your personal play so far?
I think I've personally been kind of trending as a team. I think I, didn't have the greatest start to my season. It wasn't bad, but, I think just as the season's rolled on, I think I've gotten better and gotten more confident. And I think, that's the same thing as a team. So,
Talked to a lot of the guys through the first half, and it feels like they're seeing a lot of the same teams and building up the rivalries even more. You see some teams in your division a lot, but you're seeing them more this year. Are indeed seeing a lot of the same faces and having a lot of similar battles out there?
For sure. I think we're just kind of getting more used to playing these teams. I mean, it's kind of a similar situation to how the NHL was last year. I think we'll be playing all the teams in our conference a ton of times. So, I think definitely a lot of familiar faces, and don't get as much of a variety of teams to play against.
How does that change your prep going into games?
I think for one part, I think it makes it a little bit easier because you kind of have more experience playing against them, but then also leaves a little bit more room to make adjustments because you kind of know how the other team's going to play. So, it's kind of helps because you know how they're going to play for the most part, but then it also gives a little bit more room to change some things up.
Well, I was talking to a defenseman recently for another team in the Western Conference who said it's been an advantage maybe a bit because he can know what forwards might do. You're a forward. Do you maybe think, I might have to change things up a little bit because these guys have seen me here?
I think you can kind of get, more of a pre-scout on each player too, and I guess it also goes the other way where I kind of have a sense of what defensemen like to do, and especially other forwards too. I think you kind of got to change your game and stay changing things up and not be too predictable.
Mark Savard joined the club this year as the head coach. You've got Andy Delmore on the bench as well, who's played, of course, pro-level hockey. Bill Bowler's GM. What have you been able to learn from that pro experience you have around the hockey club?
Yeah, just a ton of stuff. I know, you know, Mark, I think everyone knows him. He was a really high goal scorer, and he was able to put up a lot of points at the NHL level, which, you know, I think he's been able to bring back some stuff and kind of teach all of the, especially young offensive forwards, kind of about his ways. And then also with Andy Delmore and Bill Bowler, I think they're both some pretty good hockey minds, and they've both played at the high level, and they were able to succeed during their playing days. So I think it's been really good to learn from them.
Drafted by the Dallas Stars, and they signed you this past September. What sort of things do you see in terms of what you've learned from being around that organization so far?
I've learned a ton. I think it was an amazing experience being in Dallas in early September, just kind of learning off of all of the pros, and just I think it was just an amazing experience being around all the pro players that I've watched up, like, growing up, like Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn, just kind of seeing the way that they go about their things. And I think I've been able to take some of that stuff back to me to Windsor.
Do you get a chance to keep an eye on what the Stars are doing these days, or is it so busy with your schedule in Windsor that you can kind of just maybe pick up bits and pieces?
Yeah, I think I do my best to stay up to date and, you know, watch as many games as I can. I definitely watch the highlights if I'm not able to watch the full game. But yeah, I think it's pretty busy during the season, but I do my best to kind of stay updated with how they're doing and make sure to watch as many games and highlights as possible.
We saw this week Riley Damiani, who played for Kitchener, made his debut with the Stars, a guy who obviously worked his way up the organization. When you see those things, does it make you think, okay, I want that to be me one day?
Yeah, for sure. I know, just playing with Riley and, you know, playing with him at Traverse City and then just kind of being around him at camp, yeah, I know he's a pretty good player, and I'm not surprised that he got the call up and he was able to score his first goal as well in his first game, which was pretty cool.
That was Wyatt Johnston of the Windsor Spitfires. Let's take a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The top team out of the Ontario Hockey League, now the Kingston Frontenacs, coming in at number 3 nationally. They are joined by the North Bay Battalion at number 8 and London Knights at number 10, with honorable mention this week going to the Mississauga Steelheads. That's going to do it for this week's show. You've been listening to OHL News presented by CHL TV. On behalf of everyone at the Ontario Hockey League, all the best of the holiday season and wishing you best wishes into 2022. For OHL News, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.